John Rainey joins us from Austin, state rep for District 14. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Let's see. We're moving on to our third week, huh?
Yeah, things are picking up, I guess, to a certain degree. We're expecting to have our committee assignments within the next 4 or 5 days, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
That'll then put us in a position to really go to work. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Most of the things have been going on right now, kind of ceremonial on
sure.
the floor. And,
right.
And of course, we're getting ready for the big early part of February when we have a lot of things going on with Johnny Manziel coming over here, the Chamber of Commerce coming over here.
Yeah.
The 4-H kids coming over here. We've got, I think, 5 or 6 things going on the 6th day of February. So we're going to have a busy office that day.
Okay, now you, some AgriLife people were there, and you've gotten a chance to talk to them this week, huh?
We did. I kind of updated the AgriLife folks. They were with their TALL program, Texas Agricultural Leadership, Lifetime Leadership,
mm-hmm.
and kind of updated them on what I saw from a freshman perspective, I guess, with budget, education, and we talked a lot about the need for additional training in vocational training, I would call it, and industrial training. Big areas that we need to do.
Were you at the news conference yesterday for the engineering school?
I sure was. Yeah. I was, matter of fact, the ladies in my office helped plan that and got the room and all that, and
right.
I was proud of them for doing it. That looks like big things to yeah. me. I mean, I think it looks like we could easily have within by 2025 have around 70,000 total students at A&M, and I think that's a big thing for our community. And with all the other things going on, I hate to say this, but I keep telling my friends that I think Bryan College Station is going to be the new Austin. Now, I don't mean that politically.
Okay, good, yeah.
But I do mean it growth-wise.
Yeah.
With all the new things that are taking place and. You know, that's 14,000 or so more students at A&M, so that means good things for.
Well, it does, and I guess engineering, again, that's a profession. Those are professional people who come out, and that's a good thing for the university now and in the future because you need those kind of people to continue to support the university after they graduate.
Well, that's true, and one of the things that we all know is that the country's not producing enough engineers,
right.
and this will be a big increase, not only for Bryan College Station, but for our state to provide engineers to do all the things that we need to do.
District 14 State Rep John Rainey joining us this morning. Since you and I spoke, there's been a gun incident on a campus. That's kind of been a hot-button issue. Have you noticed that things have been any different since that took place in Austin?
You know, I really haven't. I continue to see people talking about protecting gun rights, and I think that's probably the way people in Texas feel. Nobody likes to have somebody injured, but we all keep looking back and seeing that nearly every case that happens is a case where there are not supposed to be any guns. And so we're sitting out there, people are unprotected. So I don't see anything happening that's going to do anything about taking away our gun rights in the state of Texas.
Again, one of the things that you have an area of expertise in that is a central issue in the state capitol, and that is that the franchise tax or margins tax or whatever you want to call it has been tried and missed about 3 or 4 times, and I know you have some strong feelings about that. In the last week since we've talked, what are you hearing as far as maybe making an adjustment in a property tax, maybe making an adjustment in a sales tax? Have you heard any more chatter there?
Not really, except, we may have talked about this last time, I don't recall, but there was some indication because of the revenue that's come in through oil and gas interest that we might increase the sales tax by 1% and do away with the franchise tax. I'm not sure that's really a viable answer, although I don't particularly like the franchise tax myself. I don't like the idea that a guy pays a lot of taxes and could be not making any money at all. That just kind of goes against my grain as a businessman.
Sure. Well, and you know, of course, Bobby Jindal has said that they're looking to raise the sales tax in Louisiana, so that would help if there's less disparity between the two states, I would think, too.
Yes, it would.